I'm back. I believe I posted in here before. So, a couple days ago, my brother said he woke up around 2 to 3 a.m. and heard my voice. I'm his sister. And I was upstairs sleeping with my baby girl. Anyways, I said, "Can I come in? I have your son." He didn't answer and went back to sleep. He doesn't have a son. There was an instance. Years ago, my dad was in the basement smoking and heard my mom open the door and say, "Can I come down?" And he thought, "Oh yeah, she wants to smoke." So he said, "Yes, come down." Nobody came down. And when he went to check, the door was closed and my mom was gone. I've heard heels walking upstairs from the basement before mimicking my mom. Then months ago, my brother, he's 20, he used to see them when he was like 13. Did a cleansing, and then it stopped. Anyways, he had sleep paralysis and saw the same girl he saw when he was younger. She walked up to him and held his hand. What are everyone's thoughts on this? It's a little creepy, but I mean, we can't control it, so it's like, do we just ignore it? Last summer, I went to stay a few weeks with my sister and her husband in Utah. Sister's friend, M, for privacy purposes, was also staying over. My sister had also agreed to watch a different friend's two dogs while he was out of town for work for a couple days. One night, I was woken up, maybe around midnight, by the two dogs outside because we didn't know how they would interact with my sister and husband's cats. Starting going absolutely crazy, barking insanely loud for a long time. Em also wakes up and comes into the living room where I was sleeping on the couch. We're just talking, wondering why the dogs are acting up. Then we hear this howl. It was close, but far enough that we knew it wasn't either of the dogs. It was also extremely distorted. I'm not sure how to explain it, but it just wasn't like anything neither me or I, neither M or I heard before. M and I thought it may have been a skinwalker. But now I want to hear other people's thoughts. Any idea as to what this may have been? Quick context in case it might add to the story. I'm 24 now, and I'm Native American. During the time of this story, I did not practice witchy stuff, but now I do. Also, anytime I went to the property with my dad, my friends and I always stayed in a separate camper to ourselves so we could stay up late and not keep my dad and stepmother awake. My dad owns a property in Virginia that he visits every weekend. He turned it into some sort of farm. There's basically a bit of mountain with a small field on top of it and a much larger one below it. He has goats, cattle, and a donkey. He had the farm for about 11 years now. During my years through middle school and all through high school, I went with him every single weekend. Most times, I'd bring a friend every weekend. We found out about 2 years into owning the property that the land used to be a Native American camp. There's also a small cave on the edge of the property that we found out has skeletal human remains in a certain part of it. The cave used to only have an opening on top of a part of a mountain where sometimes tribal members would be thrown down as part of a sacrifice. We found out the spot was an old Native camp because two men showed up to our property one day and explained it to us. I asked for permission to go through one of the fields my dad had recently sort of dug up in preparation to plant seed for corn. Now there's a cavern you can crawl into at the bottom where water runs out. The water was sort of carved out a tight place where you can crawl through on your stomach. I've never been into it myself, but my dad has. I'm too scared to go through it because during the summers when it's warm enough to crawl through the water, there are usually hundreds of cave crickets and spiders on the ceiling, which the ceiling is low enough already where your back is going to brush against it the whole way through. I bring this up because my dad doesn't believe in the paranormal whatsoever. But when he has told me, he gets a bad feeling for that cave. There used to be an old rotting house on the property next to where our campers were. It was built really weird, sort of like a spiral. It went living room, kitchen, sunroom. In the sunroom, you could go left and it went to another room. Smaller unknown room with a bathroom. Turn left again and it was a bedroom. And there was a staircase leading up to the attic from there. Most of my friends and I absolutely love the paranormal and everything around this topic, specifically me and this friend named Allie. One day, right as it was starting to turn dark, Allie and I went into the house. We stepped into the living room area and heard a thud from the attic. We were a bit nervous, but went on into the kitchen. Before we heard something start stomping across the floor above us, it sounded like it was heading directly towards the stairs to come down. It was too large to be something like a raccoon or a possum, and a bear wouldn't have gotten into it due to how the house was built. Allie and I ran out and we stood on the porch for a moment looking into the window, but never saw anything. We decided not to go back in and went to ride ATVs and such for the rest of the evening just to have fun. A year or two later, my ex-girlfriend and I were at the farm in our camper. I'll call her E. E was heavily into paranormal stuff, even more so than I was. One night, we were playing games on our computers together. It was about 11 p.m.-ish. At that time, our camper sat on a hill that overlooked the cornfield, and it also sat over the hill over the side of one of my dad's farm sheds, where we specifically see the side door and not the front huge barn door. Basically, look out the left window and see a cornfield. Look out the side window and see the door. There was a lot of moonlight at the time, so it wasn't pitch black and we could see the field and everything else. I remember we heard something faintly scratch on the side of our camper, which is what made us look outside. We looked out towards the cornfield for a few minutes and never saw anything. The field was a good ways away, still very visible. We both saw it. What looked like a head was going through one of the rows of the cornfields. It was going in such a way, though, that it didn't look like it was walking, but maybe gliding. We both panicked a bit and closed the curtains and tried to distract ourselves. The next night, we actually ended up using a Ouija board, one that E had brought from home. We weren't having any luck with it at all and decided to put it up. We decided to try and tell each other creepy stories to try and guess, make up for the disappointment from the Ouija board. At one point, we both looked out of the side window that faced towards the side of the barn. There were reeds and such growing near the door, but we both kept talking about how one specific reed looked like an arm that was reaching out of the door. We kept joking about it for a bit. But after a few minutes, I shit you not, that arm-looking thing reached around to the door handle. We didn't see what it did because we both freaked out and ducked down to hide after we turned the light off. We sat in silence for a good 30 minutes, and I don't remember much after that. Since then, we had a ton of other weird occurrences, and about 4 years ago, my niece and I decided that we might be dealing with a Wendigo. The reason why is because she and I were going through the trails on one of our ATVs together with our small Chihuahua, Tiny. We were using one of the ATVs that was shaped like a golf cart, had a cover and glass over it, etc., had multiple seats. It has stormed recently at the time, so we were going through the clearing branches off of our usual riding paths and just having fun in general. Every time my niece and I would get out of the ATV, Tiny would stay in the middle seat and just watch us and wait until we got back in. We always stayed in his sight, though. He was a very clingy boy. At some point, Tiny started getting nervous and making whining sounds and letting out little yips. We started smelling something that smelled like rotting flesh. We didn't think much of it at first, thought we might be near a deer or something that had passed away, until we heard something from a different direction that sounded like Tiny. But it sounded like something had tried to mimic Tiny's whines. This is when my niece and I got a bit panicked. We hopped back on the ATV and sped back to the campers. Again, my dad doesn't believe in things like this, and we tried to bring it up to him, but he laughed and said it was probably a bear or something. We went into our camper and sort of stayed there until it got dark, and until my dad and stepmother went into their own camper. As it was getting darker, we kept seeing something moving around the tree line, which was probably about 200-ish feet away from the camper we stayed in. Once it got completely dark, it was about an hour until we started experiencing stuff that actually left my niece scarred as well as me. The camper we stayed in was one of those small ones that just slides into the back of a truck, super tiny. Something brushed up against the side of the camper, enough to make it tilt a bit, and started shaking once it hit the ground again. Then we started hearing something breathing heavily right outside. And at one point, the door handle started to open, but then stopped. My niece was crying at that point. And just a note, my niece was 14 at the time. She loved scary stuff and even went walking in the woods with me at night on the property just for fun. So it was very unlike her to get this scared. I was scared myself, so we both went quiet for a long time. After we heard the scratches and breathing for a while longer, it went quiet again. We were both too scared to even move or make noise, so we ended up staying awake until daylight, and we heard my parents awake outside. Once we heard that, we both finally laid down and went to bed to sleep for a few hours. If people got this far and are interested in more of the creepy things I've dealt with, I'm happy to share it. But it's a long story, so I'm doubtful. The past 2 years, I finally got my first boyfriend, and we still go to my dad's property with him on occasion. My boyfriend was a skeptic until some of the things he witnessed with me up there. I already have a comment about this without sounding like a story. I'll get straight to the point. I live with my mother, my stepdad, and my sister. And around December, my mother came up to me telling me last night around 12 while I was asleep. I came into her room, woke her up, and said I was going to the bathroom. My stepdad said he heard this, but not visibly seen it like my mother. She then said I exited to the hallway. She walked into my room to find me asleep. And ever since then, I've seen several people saying child ghosts typically mimic another person. This is just my way of telling people this without them thinking I'm crazy. I live in a pretty rural area, a small farming town. I grew up on a cattle ranch. Recently, a few cows have gotten slaughtered. Not ours, but a family friend's. The town has never had a case like this, so our sheriff reached out to authorities in different states that are more well known to having skinwalkers. I haven't heard much of this case recently, but that being said, a few days after the cows were killed, I saw what I believe was a skinwalker. It was the middle of the night, when I was driving down this barely used dirt road. After taking a sharp turn, I see a creature run across the road not far in front of me. I'm the only person around, so it couldn't have been somehow been a person. The creature was definitely not a coyote. It was way too big. Definitely not a deer either. The only animal I could possibly think of would be a mountain lion. Then again, we don't really have those here. It has a boxy head, long slender legs, and a long body. Its face is indescribable. Almost animal, almost human. A few nights later, I heard something outside my window. Then I heard a huge bang. Something was tapping on the window. I could hear its hand run down the glass. You know, that almost screeching noise. A few minutes later, I could hear howling. But it wasn't a real howl. It sounded almost human, or like something pretending to howl. Now, I'm not sure what this creature was, but it definitely creeped me the hell out. And I really have no explanations.